السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech so that they may understand what I say. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. Allahumma faqihna fi al-deen. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. I hope everyone is doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So inshallah, I would now like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which, alhamdulillah, we are continuing with Surah Al-Baqarah. So today we are continuing from where we left off, inshallah, from ayah number 6 to ayah number 10. And this will be followed by a brief summary of the tajweed of these ayat. So inshallah, if you could open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون. Inshallah, just a small correction. The lesson for today is ayah number 6 to 11, inshallah. So there is one additional ayah. So before we start, I just want to make a note, inshallah, of the letter Ayn. So this comes a few times in this ayah. So inshallah, we want to make sure that the Ayn is coming from the throat. It is a letter of the throat. The makharij, or the place where it exits from the mouth, is the throat. So you should feel that there is a slight strangulation when you recite. So we want this sound whenever we have an Ayn. Inshallah, keep a note for all of these letter Ayn in this lesson. So inshallah, let's start from the beginning of the lesson, from ayah number 6, and we'll do a brief review of the tajweed of this ayah. So starting from إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَارُوا, here in the word كَفَارُوا, we have the letter Ra. Like I mentioned last week, sometimes the letter Ra is heavy and sometimes it is light. In this case, the letter Ra is heavy, so we want a full mouth, back of the tongue should be raised. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَارُوا كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ Now, last week we studied the four count med. I mentioned that whenever we have a squiggly line on top of any of the letters, we are pulling that for four counts. Four counts means we are raising four fingers, and by the time we are done, it should be a four count med. So here we see there is a waw with a fatha, and on right next to it we have an alif. And on top of that alif, you see there is this symbol, there is a squiggly line. That is the symbol of a mad. Mad means we are stretching. So we are going to stretch this for four counts. Inna alladhina kafaru sawa'un alayhim. Here, like I mentioned before we started, we have the letter ayn. Ayn is a letter of the throat. It comes from the throat. There should be a slight strangulation when we recite ra. So that should be the sound of the ayn. So here we have the word alayhim, sawa'un alayhim. Here at the end of this word, we have the letter mim, and mim has a sukun. As we learned previously, this is part of the word lin umar. Mim is part of lin umar. Lin umar are the letters of tawassut. Tawassut means that whenever we have these letters with a sukun, we rest upon this letter. We take our time when reciting. So let's rest upon this mim. Sawa'un alayhim. عليهم أأنذرتهم. So we are resting upon this meme and we are taking our time. We don't want to go too fast and have the risk of missing this meme. We want to make sure we are clearly pronouncing. So here we have أأنذرتهم. So here we have two more letters of لن عمر, letters of توسط. We have را and ميم. And they both have سكون, meaning we are resting on both of them. أأنذرتهم. So we are resting. Inshallah, I did it a little bit longer so you guys could hear, but we don't want to make it too long, but inshallah, there should be a little pause on each of these letters. So here, right after, we have أملم, and in both of these, again, we have ميم with a سكون. As we know, ميم is a letter of توسط لن عمر. So we are resting upon all of these. We are truly taking our time, going slowly. أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. إن تنذرهم. Again, we have ميم with a سكون. This is a letter of توسط. So you can see that I'm truly slowing down my recitation. This is the purpose of توسط. When we have توسط, we slow down our recitation. Here in the last word of the ayah, we have yu'minun. We studied in the previous week that whenever we have a two-letter med, two-count med, and it is followed by a letter of sukun, it becomes a four-count med. This is known as mad'arid lis-sukun because we are stopping on a sukun. So here in yu'minun, we have a two-count med. We have nun with a dhamma followed by a waw, and we are ending on a sukun because it is the end of an ayah. So we are stretching this for four counts. La yu'minun. Pull those for four counts. In the next ayah, we start with the word khatama. Kha is a heavy letter. It is part of khussa, daght, and gilf. These are the heavy letters. Kha is part of them. So kha, kha. It is a mouthful, back of the tongue raised kind of sound. Khatama. We want to make sure that the ta and the mim, they're both light letters and they should stay light. So we don't want khatama. Khatama, that is incorrect. We want khatama, tama. Both of these are light and kha alone is heavy. Following this, we have the word, the name of Allah. In this case, the name of Allah is heavy. Khatama Allahu. Allah is a heavy mouthful kind of sound. Ala qulubihim. Here we have the letter ayn, and like I mentioned, ayn is from the throat. Ala qulubihim. Qaf is a heavy sound, so we are having mouthful, back of the tongue raised. And at the end of this word, qulubihim, we have meem with a tawassut. Ala qulubihim wa ala. Here we have ala ayn again. Ayn is from the throat. And then in the word sam'ihim, we have two letters of tawassut right after one another. So we have sam'ihim. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم. وعلى أبصارهم. Here, like I mentioned, we have a four count med. You will see if you look closely, there is a squiggly line on top of that small alif. So we are pulling this for four counts. وعلى أبصارهم. Here we have the letter ba with a sukun. This is a letter of qalqala. Inshallah, we will cover this later on. But we are just having a little bouncing sound. أبصارهم. Sad is a letter of khusadaqt and gilz. These are the heavy letters. Sa, sa, not sa, sa, heavy أبصارهم. And here at the end, we have meme with his tawassut. Ghishawa. Khusadaqt and gilz. Again, ghain is a heavy sound. أبصارهم غشاوة غشاوة غ is a heavy sound. ولهم, here we have ميم with a توسط. The following two words both start with عين, so we want to make sure that both of them have that ع sound. ولهم عذاب عظيم. Here we have the letter ذال and the letter ظ. These have very similar makharij, meaning they come from similar places on the tongue. The only difference is one is light and one is heavy. One is part of khussa dhaghd and gil. Wa is a heavy sound. If we don't make it heavy, this wa can sound like a dha, and that is incorrect. For example, we don't want adhabun adhim. That is incorrect. We want to make sure dhal is light, adhab, and wa is heavy, adhim. So that shows us why it is so important that we make sure all of our heavy letters are actually heavy. And here the law is a two-count med. Like I mentioned, this is mada'arad lissukun, two-count med, followed by a sukun. We pull it for four counts whenever we end the ayah. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. Here in يَقُولُ, قَاف is a heavy sound, full mouth. آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. Here the name of Allah is light. بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Here we have two lam with a sukun. Both of them are part of lin umar. Both of them have tawassut. We are resting upon this lam. وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Here we have the letter kha, and kha is a heavy sound. Akhiri. And here ra is a light sound. In this case, ra sometimes is heavy, sometimes is light. In this case, it is light. وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And again, when we end at the ayah, we pull this for four counts. For the next ayah, we start with يُخَادِعُونَ. Here we have the letter خَ. خَ is part of خُصَّ دَغْطٍ قِلْ, the heavy letters. So خَ is a heavy mouthful kind of sound. And then we have عَيْن, which is from the throat. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ. Allah is heavy. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ. Here again, we have a similar word, يَخْدَعُونَ. Here, خَ has a sukun, so we are resting upon this. Even though it is not a letter of tawassut, we will still rest. يَخْدَعُونَ. عَيْن is from the throat. إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. إِلَّا, here you will see there is a squiggly line, meaning we are pulling this for four count. This squiggly line is the sign of the med. So we are pulling this for four counts. And for أنفسهم, it is a tawassut on the meme. So we are resting upon this meme. إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Sheen has a sukun. So we are resting upon this. يَشْعُرُونَ. عَيْن is from the throat. And we are ending on a four count med. For the next ayah, we have the word قُلُوبُهُمْ. Qaf is part of khussa dhaghd and gilz, so is a heavy sound. Qulubihim. For the next word, we have the letter meem. Meem is a light sound. And right after that, we have the letter ra. Ra, sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, ra is heavy. And then following that, we have خُصَّ ضَغْطٍ كِذْ. We have the letter ضَاد. ضَاد is also heavy. So ميم is light, را is heavy, ضَاد is heavy. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Here we have فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah is a heavy sound. And again, we have the same word, مَرَضًا. Meme is light, ra is heavy, and dad is heavy. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ. Here we have meme with a tawassut. We are resting upon this meme. We have the word عَذَابٌ. Again, عَيْن is from the throat, and ذَال is a light sound. عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Gaf, we are resting upon this, yakdhibun. And when we end the ayah, we pull it for four counts because of the sukun. For the next ayah, we have the word qila, wa idha qila lahum. Qaf is a heavy sound. In the word lahum, there is a meme with a sukun, meaning this is a letter of tawassut. We are resting upon this. Wa idha qila lahum la tufsidu fil ardi. فِي الْأَرْضِ. We have two letters of tawassut, lin umar. We have lam with a sukun and ra with a sukun. So we are resting upon each of these. Following that, part of خُصَّ ضَغْطٍ كِذْ, we have the letter la, and la is heavy. And again in qalu, we have a heavy qa sound, qalu. And there is that squiggly line again, the sign of a four count mad. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ. Here we have the word نَحْنُ. Ha is also from the throat, so we should feel that there is air escaping the throat. نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. Here we have the letter صاد. It is part of خُصَّ ضَغْطٍ كِذْ. It is a heavy صاد. And it is not مُصْلِحُون. مُصْلِحُون. Mouth should feel full. And here we have that same letter ح, which is from the throat. We should feel air. And when we end on a سُكُون, we pull the ending for four counts. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُون. And inshallah, that is our lesson for today. So let us recite one more time from the beginning.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون. وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون. And inshallah, that brings us to the conclusion of today's lesson. So the lesson is verses number 6 to 11, inshallah. So now it is time for tafsir. So I will end it here. Jazakumullahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.